AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A black man who says he saw an apparently white police officer restraining a black teenage girl at a suburban Dallas community pool says it wasn't a racial incident. Benet Embry tells the Associated Press that the officer was belligerent and profane, but police were right to try to defuse the situation involving only seven or eight of as many as 130 kids, most of them black, who had turned up for a pool party in the McKinney neighborhood. A video of the confrontation has been posted online. One police officer has been placed on leave. The Reverend Ronald Wright with Justice Seekers Texas says the officer was out of control.
This simply could have been handled different by this officer asking them to get off of that property or they would give them a citation. But this officer didn't do that.
Embry says homeowners association rules limit the number of guests each homeowner may have at the pool to only two. A blurry surveillance video shows members of the Boston Joint Terrorism Task Force backing away from Osama Rahim after he allegedly pulled a large knife when the officers and FBI agents approached him at a Boston bus stop last week. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans.
I think he was intent, as the affidavit says, on getting a boy in blue. And I don't think at this point he was going to go down very easy. There were multiple requests for him to put down that weapon.
Rahim was under 24-hour surveillance by the task force. They approached him after an intercepted message suggested that he wanted to attack police. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo tells WCAX-TV investigators are looking into whether civilian employees or private contractors helped two murderers obtain the power tools they used to break out of a maximum security state prison near the Canadian line.
We want to find out exactly what happened. And one of the big questions is, where did the tools come from?
The two remain on the run. This is AP Radio News. President Obama says a strategy against the Islamic State forces in Iraq remains incomplete, in part because of the training and will of Iraqi soldiers. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Iraqi troops are getting basic combat training.
How to shoot, how to move, how to communicate.
The Pentagon says nearly 9,000 have finished training, with another 2,600 in the process. The U.S. wants to train more, but the president says the strategy so far is incomplete, because even though the military is reviewing plans for ramping up training,
it requires commitments on the part of the Iraqis as well.
He says they need to provide more recruits because the U.S. is ending up with more capacity to train than actual trainees. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
South African track star Oscar Pistorius will be released from prison for good behavior in August. That means he will have served just 10 months for killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.